Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Stacy Jobes with HCI Hospice Care Services to talk about the Bucket Bash. The Bucket Bash event coming up on October 13th. Certainly, you put in a lot of work to get ready for it. How are plans going for it? How is everything coming together?
Plans are coming along well. This will be our 8th annual Bucket Bash here in Knoxville. We're very thankful for all of the community support that we have received in the past and are receiving this year. We're excited at this year's event. We will be announcing our new name at the event, so the community will be appraised of what that name is on Saturday, October 13th, and we're excited for the community to be a part of that unveiling. This year, ticket prices are $30 for the event. That is up $5 from last year, but I can say that this year we will have a meal, and on top of that, we will have complimentary beer, wine, and a signature cocktail called a Bucketini. Thanks go out to our presenting sponsors, Iowa Savings Bank, KNIA, and KRLS, presented by Mel and Holly Sir. Definitely thank you to all of the businesses who have donated prizes for our raffle. We have over 30 items that we will raffle off at the event. One of my favorites, as I live in Indianola, I know we have a hot air balloon ride on deck, and so that's where I hope my chances will go, and I think there'll be a little bit of something for everyone.
This, of course, meant to benefit the clients of the organization of HCI, many of them who are looking at near the end of their lives. And I want to check a few things off the bucket list. That's the general theme of all the prizes you're offering, correct?
Correct. All the proceeds from the Bucket Bash will go to our foundation, which supports hospice patients and families. And so if a patient or a family had something on their bucket list, perhaps a family lives in California and the patient wants to see their family member one last time, we've done things such as purchase airfare for the family member to come back and see their loved one. We've helped buy glasses or hearing aids. Maybe someone wants to take a trip out to their homestead, and so we've provided transportation and a way for people to look at their house one last time. So really, there isn't anything on a bucket list that we wouldn't consider and that the foundation wouldn't consider in supporting. Foundation dollars help support charity care. So we do not turn away patients because of ability to pay. So if they need hospice services and are not able to pay because they don't have insurance, then the foundation would pay for their care with funds.
Many of the items you mentioned are rather practical, going to visit family, see loved ones, that sort of thing. You would think some people would like to go for something a little more grandiose, shall we say, like a trip to Disney World or skydiving lessons or something like that. But do your clients gravitate more towards the more personal ones like we mentioned?
I think it depends. We have done some of those more destination wishes. I know one of the teams, a gentleman wanted to ride on a motorcycle one last time. He couldn't physically ride his own motorcycle, but someone had a Harley with a sidecar, and he was able to tour Southern Iowa. Somebody I know went to the Cubs game in the last year, and that was a wish because the husband and wife had season tickets to Cubs games. That was something that they did annually together. And so one last time they wanted to go to the Cubs. So I think there are no limits on big or small wishes. We consider everything.
The event's certainly a chance for many people in this position to live out their final remaining dreams, and perhaps a reminder to those to support them, to appreciate what we have right now, correct?
Correct. I would say one of the goals in hospice is that we live each day to its fullest, and we are with people every step of their journey. For some people, their journey is short. For others, they may spend a year receiving hospice care, and so we're just with people along their journey.
And as for the rebranding, that will be an exciting element of that, and I'm sure a lot of thought went into planning what it should look like and what name to go by. What was the motivation behind the rebranding for right now?
In our organization, we merged with Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa. Everyone in the community knows hospice services under the name of HCI Hospice Services. And we also have our grief and loss program, Amanda the Panda. And so we had several names which we were known by. And we really felt the time was right to come under the umbrella of one name, all of our programs together. And we're very excited for the community to share in us revealing what that name is. And so that will be an exciting part of the Bucket Bash event on Saturday.
Thanks to Stacy Jobes for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.